Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I love the casual vibe. So, how can I help you explore our voice AI capabilities today? Curious about anything specific or just want a quick overview?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like with Vector Solutions. Sounds interesting, though. Could you tell me more about how you work with them or what kind of solutions you provide? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized outreach can be a headache. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it really sound human enough to keep people interested?
Tell me more about how sounding robotic or pushy has affected your outreach so far.
Sure thing. When outreach sounds robotic, people often tune out or hang up quickly. No one likes talking to a monotone machine, right? And being pushy can annoy prospects, making them less likely to engage or trust the brand. So striking that natural, friendly tone is key. That's where your AI's human-level interaction could really shine. How do you ensure your AI keeps conversations warm and engaging?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I like that forward thinking. If it's a year from now and your AI has exceeded expectations, I'd imagine smoother, more natural conversations that actually convert leads without needing tons of manual follow-up. Maybe a noticeable boost in qualified leads and revenue, plus happier sales teams spending less time on cold calls. Sounds like a game changer. What kind of onboarding or support do you offer to get there?
What do you mean by smoother, more natural conversations, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By smoother, more natural conversations, I mean interactions that flow like a real human chat. No awkward pauses, no robotic tone, just genuine back and forth that feels comfortable and engaging. It's important because people respond better when they feel heard and understood, which boosts trust and the chance they'll stick around to hear your offer. Plus, it makes the whole process less stressful for everyone involved. How does your AI create that kind of experience?
Tell me more about how creating genuine back and forth conversations has impacted your current outreach efforts.
Well, in many outreach efforts, lacking genuine back and forth can make conversations feel one-sided and scripted, which often leads to prospects losing interest quickly. When conversations are more interactive and responsive, prospects feel valued and are more likely to engage, ask questions, and move forward. So, creating that natural dialogue is a big deal for building relationships and trust. How does your AI handle unexpected questions or changes in conversation flow?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, got it. Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out the sales team. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently and keeping prospects engaged through multiple touch points can be tricky. Oh, and making sure the AI sounds genuinely human without slipping into scripted territory? That's a fine line. How does your platform tackle these issues day to day?
What are all the ways scaling outreach, managing follow-ups, and keeping it human are affecting the business right now?
Scaling outreach without losing that personal touch can lead to missed opportunities or prospects feeling like just another number. Managing follow-ups manually eats up valuable time and can cause delays or dropped leads. And if the tone isn't human enough, it hurts engagement and brand reputation. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and frustrate both sales teams and potential customers. Sounds like your AI could really help smooth these bumps. How easy is it to integrate with existing systems?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those delays or dropped leads have impacted your sales numbers or team morale?
Absolutely. Delays or dropped leads often mean lost revenue opportunities. Some prospects just move on to competitors. For the sales team, it's frustrating to see potential deals slip through the cracks despite their efforts, which can hurt morale and motivation. Plus, chasing cold or unqualified leads wastes time better spent on warm prospects. So improving lead management could really boost both numbers and team spirit. Does your AI offer analytics or insights to help track and improve these areas?